Blog Talk Radio.
Radio talk show, ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Listen, y'all know how I get down, right? Okay, now, you got your kids, You got anybody old school, you understand? You got anybody that just, from all them legends from back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Anybody on the air from New York City, you understand? Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, right here in the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show, let me tell you, we're going to have the legendary Dana Dane. Listen, I love Dana Dane, okay? I cannot wait to talk to this cat tonight, Dana Dane from New York City. I cannot wait, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Dane was supposed to call in at 8:10, and he's in a session right now, so he will be calling in at 8:20, okay? They thought, normally my celebrities, calling at 8:10, and usually 8:20 is a little bit hectic for us, but I said, hectic? Heck yeah, he can call in 8:20, 8:22, whatever time you want. That's Dana Dane, let's get right, you know? He's a legend, I can't wait to talk to him. He's up there with the Rakims and all those wonderful cats, Rob Bass, all of the wonderful cats that I've interviewed before. So this is going to be real fly. It's going to be real good. I can't wait, guys. Y'all stay on. If anybody wants to call in, all right, the telephone number is 1-347-215-7005. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 1-347-215-7005. Please call in. If you want to ask a question, let me know you want to ask a question, and we'll see if Mr. Dana Dane can answer a question for you. How about that? All right? So you guys know I bring the celebrities. I love the legends. I love the old school. I love the new school, too. You know what I'm saying? But I really love the old school as well, preferably a little bit more now with all the stuff they got going on out here. You know what I'm saying? So just please stay on. Relax. He's going to be calling in at 8:20, and we're going to sit up here and have a great time. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, once again, you know I have to advertise for A-plus auto service, all right? It's at 3824 West Montague Avenue, North Charleston, South Carolina, 29418. The telephone number is 843-767-0001. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you need anything done to your car, your tires rotated, your battery fixed. I mean, listen, they just do every single thing over there, ladies and gentlemen. Ask for Gabe, ask for John. Please, these cats are fabulous, ladies and gentlemen. So ask for them. They do great work. My car's there now. They're fixing it. They're just wonderful. They're very kind people, just gracious people. And I got to tell you something. I really, really am very, very pleased and happy to be a customer of theirs. So if you're a friend of mine, become a friend of theirs. And I'm not trying to tell you to leave your mechanic, but in the event that you want to make a change or you're just starting out, go to A-Plus Auto Service at 3824 West Montague Avenue, North Charleston, South Carolina, 29418. The telephone number there is 843-767-0001. Ask for Gabe or ask for John. You guys do that for me, all right? Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, also, I want to let you know that the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show is going to be going live for YouTube in June. Hey, yes, we're going to be picking selective guests to come on the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing the live ones again. We did it before. We're coming back this time better. We're coming back this time flyer. We're coming back this time with more guests, different guests. So please look out for that, okay? Wait for that. That's coming real soon in June. We're going to start going live for a little while and get that back running up again. You understand? Sandra's dance production have some models, and Jason's Beauty shares the models with them. We're just having a great time with that. We have a whole lot of great stuff going on tonight. Start to be production has something on Saturday. I'm sorry. Please support that movement, the Mardi Gras. Make sure you support that movement, okay? They're going to be out there doing a lot of great things. Geechee One has On Demand. I've watched both of their shows. Go support that as well. Anybody got something going on in Charleston, South Carolina, go and support it. And, of course, my city, New York City, the Bronx, definitely support that. You understand? That's where I came from, you know? So I love New York City. They brand me. They just did all this good stuff for me and with me. But I'm here in Charleston, and I support Charleston as well. You understand? So what I'm going to do is bless y'all with a record, a Dana Dane Dancing by Myself record. Y'all enjoy.
Big Worldwide, New York City. Let's dance, Brooklyn. Let's dance.
Running from the yeah, that's me. Ego crusher, ELE. 2 weeks ago, a girl said it was ugly. Talk a little sh, now they won't hug me. Never was a thought, now they think of me. Pour drinks on me, now drinks on me. Already know the line, yeah, we can be friends. Feel like third base line, back to the good again. When I said hi, they said bye. Before I spoke, they said no, fine. Keep that in the back of my mind. Never get enough money to the point I think that I'm too fly. Your handsome, sexy, cute, my dude. Wanna dance? No, not with you. So I walk off the dance floor, get a little drink, act like I'm famous, pouring in the wind. No new taxes, no missed calls. Lady, do you mind if I dance with y'all? This is my song, I don't need your help. So I go to the dance room and dance by myself. Ha!
You don't have to dance with me, long as I got my two feet. I don't need nobody else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up to VIP.
The ceremony, the great one, cheered around the sphere for my vocal application. Mics are rocking, crowds are moving, roots are raising. Just being here with you was a cause of celebration. Brooklyn swaying, parties surveying, the dance full throttle on the boldly bottle. Bathed in the building like they're straight off the fire. Pitched with sponsors, ashes, July for a few ladies dance around me in a cypher. Trying to see which one I might have an eye for. I don't get gas, I take it all in stride. I believe a lot of things, but no. It makes me reflect on my humble beginnings when I was dipped and bypassed by many pretty women who couldn't see my greatness or my earning potential. So they got scooped by dudes who have more strength for them. But that's in the past, now I'm the toast of the club. Fat buff, bays, wanna rub and back that thing up. Stay with no thanks, sugar, find somebody else. Right now, I'm a Brooklyn step by myself. Yeah.
You don't have to dance with me, long as I am my two feet. I don't need nobody else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up in VIP.
Yeah.
It'll be me and no one else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself.
Everything that the owner exaggerated, make you throw your hands up like you graduated. Say I be feeling myself like I'm masturbated. Say you on some shit like you're constipated. 48 hours, you can't stand them. New sheriff in town, Reggie Hammond. Just me and my drink, music loud. Then I hear a voice yell out from the crowd.
If you ain't think that I would show up, always walk one day you blow up. Or you ain't know what I was thinking. Maybe tonight I could be your girlfriend. I was going for when I got a chance.
This is my song, I don't need your help, so I go to the dance floor and dance by myself. Oh.
You don't have to dance with me, long as I get my two feet. I don't need nobody else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up in VIP. It'll be me and no one else, cause I'll be dancing by myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dana Dane. Please wait. He will be with us very soon. I can't wait. How y'all doing out there? Y'all good? I'm good. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you get some time, I want you to go to http://sanchezdanceproduction.weebly.com. It is fabulous. It has a lot of little kids on there. In the event that you all or anyone that you may know that want their child on there, please go there. Look at the little kids that's on there now. We're having a good time with them. The program is free. It's Sanchez Dance Production. Go in there. You see the information that you can call in regards to in the event that you want your child on there. Okay, so please go there, ladies and gentlemen, http://sanchezdanceproduction.weebly.com. Go in there, check it out, and see if that's something you would be interested in having your kid on. All right? Please do that. Don't forget to call in 1-347-215-7005. Ladies and gentlemen, again, that telephone number is 1-347-215-7005. If you want to talk to Mr. Dana Dane, or if you just want to listen to Mr. Dana Dane, or if you just want to listen to me and Mr. Dana Dane, how about that? Oh, my goodness, guys. Y'all know I be wilding, right? Listen, don't forget you can go on the chat line as well. So if you want to tell me something in the chat line, I'll read it to him, get that answer for you, okay? We got a lot of people online right now. Who's that over there acting up online? I see you. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I am so excited about this tonight. As I said earlier, Mr. Dane was supposed to call in at 8:10, but they said he's in a session right now, and he'll going to be calling in now at 8:20. And when I wait, I said I wait forever. So I'm definitely going to do that. I actually went on YouTube, seen him on there. He was the bomb. It just brought back so many fabulous memories. I'm an old school girl, so I had a good time watching all of that, you understand? So it was just a beautiful thing. I'm just so excited because I've done Rakim, I've done Rob Bass, just numerous legends and numerous more to go, you know? So I'm really excited about this. I was definitely one of Dana Dane's biggest fans, you understand, when he came out with that Kango and all that good stuff, you know? So I'm really very excited about this. I want to thank DJ Kevin Ski. He's the manager of Raw Bass. And I want to thank him so very much because his cats have delivered so many fabulous legends to me. And DJ Kevin Ski, I know you're listening, and I know you're going to be coming on later. I just want to give you some love, darling, because you're so good to us here at the Central Business Blog Radio Talk Show. You've given us so many fabulous celebrities. So I thank you so very much for that, and I thank you for this. Okay, just know that about DJ Kevin Ski. He's the bomb and he's the best. And we appreciate him here at the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show. You understand? So, ladies and gentlemen, he will be on at 8:20. Meanwhile, we're going to listen to another record. Y'all remember Cinderella? Well, let's try that one. Enjoy.
Once upon a time, Brooklyn was the scene. In the project that they call Fort Greene, the little young man, Cinderella's his name. To make it interesting, it's me, Dana Dane. I live in a house with my two stepdad and two stepbrothers who treated me bad. I cook, I clean, I scrub the floors, and I was like an ebbing boy running to the stores. My brothers, they used to boast and brag. We've got fresh gear and you got rags. Even worse than that, to make me feel low, they gave me a straw hat while they had Kangos. Girls used to say, Dane, you're so cute, but you get no rap with them polyester suits. Well, one day up the avenue, there was a man surrounded by the Fort Greene crew. He said,
hear ye, come one, come all. The princess is having a royal ball. If you can rap all so dressed fresh, you might win a date with the sweet princess.
Well, I ran home when I heard the news flash. I bust through the door straight to my stepdad. I said, stepdad, may I? And before I could finish,
hell no,
he replied. My brothers began when they would get down. Even Pops was gaming for a piece of the crown. They flaunted, they haunted, they knew what I wanted. We can and you can is what they taunted. They all stood there laughing in my face. And as they walked out, they said,
clean up this place.
I could make my thought a phrase. There appeared a man from a puff of haze. He said,
what's up, Dane? My name is Herb. I'm your fairy godfather. You know it, word. Now, I came here with the main purpose of granting you your fondest wish.
I said, Herb, my man, just make me fresh. You know, I'm sure that I can handle all the rest. With a snap of his fingers, bar began to shoot. And I was huffing on my body a slick silk suit. On my feet, there were all gal socks and a fresh pair of ballys from the Bally Shop. Showed him my hat, and don't you know, with a snap, the hat became a Kango. Once again, his hand began to flow, then he changed my skateboard into a Volvo. He checked me over, passed me the keys, and said,
one more thing before you leave. You must return before the stroke of 12, or you turn back into your old self.
It's a bad
day to day, but I'm allowed to.
It was after 11 when I rocked the mic, and by the time I left the stage, the people were hyped. The princess was staring in disbelief, reflecting from my eyes were my goatee. She waved her hands like, hello, hi, then gave another gesture like, come here, guy. I left the stage, girls came in flocks, fists were swinging from the hard rock. I heard
loud sound, not a tick nor talk. Gong first, bell before 12 o'clock. No time to waste, I broke out in haste. The princess followed in a futile chase. A quick steady pace is what I kept. Lost one of my valleys on one of those steps. For the very road, I continued my stride. About this time, I heard gong 5. I was down the block when I heard gong 8. And the princess screamed out, wait, 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 wait. My fresh Volvo all set went too, and there was no denying that my night was through. The one bally shoe, the freshest thing I sported, jumped on my board for home, I skateboarded. Made it see my partner, time it all. Went to my room, I better yet the four wall. Hid the shoe away, still feeling pleased. Then jumped in my cot to get some Z's. Early the next morning, when I awoke, I threw on me old slippers and me old house coat. Fit into the front, my family stared at me, saying, wasn't that you? No, it couldn't be. They kept asking me as I did my chores. My butt was saved by a knock on the door. Who is it? That's what my brothers barked. The princess, the sweet voice remarked. She said she was looking for a certain man who could bring her the shoe like the one in her hand. The family ran around with their heads in the air, bringing her shoes from everywhere. She just shook her head in utter relief, saying, no, that's not the one that I'm looking for, chief. I ran in the room and got my shoe and said, is this the one you're referring to? Well, she said, yes, and you're so cute, but where's your Kango and slick silk suit? I put on the shoes that gave a flash of light, and I was stuffing the gear from just last night. Looked out the window, saw the Volvo, said to my family, I've got to go. We drove up the avenue, the princess and I, and in back of me, I heard my family cry.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Did you guys enjoy that? Wasn't that fabby? Listen, we're going to be waiting. We're still waiting for him to call in. We're still waiting, ladies and gentlemen. So what I'm going to do is we're going to play another record by Mr. Dana Dane, Dancing by Myself. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy today's calls, and thank you so very much.
Big Worldwide.
Running finna, yeah, that's me. Ego crusher, ELE. 2 weeks ago, a girl said it was ugly. Talk a little shit, now they won't hug me. Never was a thought, now they think of me. Pour drinks on me, now drinks on me. Already know the line, yeah, we can be friends. Feel like third baseline, back to the good again. When I said hi, they said bye. Before I spoke, they said nope. That in the back of my mind, never get enough money to the front. I think that I'm too fly. You're handsome, sexy, cute, ma. Do you wanna dance? No, not with you. So I walk off the dance floor, get a little drink, act like I'm famous, point in the wind. No new taxes, no missed calls. Lady, do you mind if I dance with y'all? This is my song, I don't need your help. So if I go to the dance room and dance by myself, ha.
You don't have to dance with me, long as I democracy. I don't need nobody else.
The ceremony, the great one, cheered around the steer for my vocal application. Mics are rocking, crowds are moving, roots are raising. Just being here with you was a cause to celebrate. Brooklyn swaying, parties surveying, the dance full throttle on the bowly bottle. Bathed in the building like they're straight off the fire. Pitch with sponsors, ashes, July for a few ladies dance around me in a cypher. Trying to see which one I might have an eye for. I don't get gas, I take it all in stride. I believe a lot of things, but no. It makes me reflect on my humble beginnings when I was dissed and bypassed by many pretty women who couldn't see my greatness or my earning potential. So they got scooped by dudes who had more strict credentials. But that's in the past, now I'm the toast of the club. Fat buck, bays, wanna rub and pack that thing up. Thanks for no thanks, sugar, find somebody else. Right now, I'm a Brooklyn step by myself. Yeah.
You don't have to dance with me, long as I can see. I don't need nobody else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance
no one else. Cause I'll be dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself.
Everything that the owner exaggerated, make you throw your hands up like you graduated. Say I be feeling myself like a masturbated. Say you on some shit like you constipated. 48 hours, you can't stand them. New sheriff in town, Reggie Hammond. It's me and my drink, music loud. Then I hear a voice yelling out from the crowd.
Did you ain't think that I would show up? Always walk one day you blow up.
Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? How you doing? I got to tell you something. I think Mr. Ding just called in. I'm going to wait for him to come back on. He's going to be in just a second. I've seen that number is coming back up, and we're about to get it in. Yes, we are. Listen, how's everybody doing out there? Don't forget calling 1-347-215-7005. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 1-347-215-7005. Also, you can get on the chat line as well. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so please call in for that as well. Okay, I believe, is this Mr. Ding right here? Is this Mr. Ding right here? Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Is this Mr. Ding?
Yes, this is I. Who am I speaking to?
How are you? This is Sandra DeSantis. This is Blog Radio Talk Show. How you doing, darling?
Blessed. I'm in the world with you. Very blessed.
Wow. Look at that. Listen, I got to tell you something before we even get started here. I was told you was in a session. You was going to be calling a little late. I said, I'll wait forever. And that's what I was going to do. I was going to wait forever. Yes, I was going to wait forever for you, my darling. I got to tell you something. You are a legend. I am floored to be sitting here talking to you right now, darling. I'm so honored. Thank you so very much for taking out your time to come into Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show. I really appreciate this so much. I really do. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it. I'm sorry for running late. I got out of a meeting a little late, and then I had to run, but I'm here now. Let's make it move, make it shake. I got on right on time to hear you playing Dancing by Myself, so it's all good.
All right, good stuff. Well, listen, I tell you what, my daughter, her name is Renee Brown, and she said, Mama, who is that? You know, she's 17 years old, so she wasn't around during the time, so her and her friends are on from her school West Ashley. She says, they're listening. I pull up the YouTube so they can see you, and you just look fabulous. I watched a lot of your interviews and stuff like that, so you just look really, really great. So for the kids that are on now, well, I'm going to kind of start from the beginning so they can, you know, for the kids that wasn't around when we first came up, to give them a little insight on you. I know about Danny Dane, but can you tell them a little bit about Danny Dane?
Sure. I got into music professionally in 1985 with my first single, Nightmares. Before that, previously, I was in a rap group called the Kango Crew, but we never created any music together, but we were a high school group in Music and Art High School here in New York City, and that consisted of a cat named Lance Brown, Kulowski, Omega the Heartbreaker, and, of course, the most known of all of us, Slick Rick the Ruler, MC Ricky D. So we went to high school together, and from there, when they dropped the show and Lottie Dottie, I came out after that in 1985 with Nightmares. Then I followed that single up with another one called Delancey Street, and then followed that with another single and an album, Cinderfella, and Dana Dane with Fame with the name of the album. And you know, at the time when I dropped my album out in 1987, 2 years later, in 3 months, my album sold 500,000 units. At the time, it was the fastest-selling debut hip-hop album of that time. And I was the first solo artist, actually, out of Brooklyn to go gold. So that's another distinguishing factor about my career. But other than that, you know, just music. That's what I've been doing. I guess that's a basic summary of who Dana Dane is right there.
Well, one of the things I just want to tap on is so amazing, because even when I read that in regards to the 500,000, which is half a million, right now it's really hard, and no disrespect to any artists out here, it is so hard to sell that right now. So, I mean, toodles to you, because, I mean, I've not yet known too many artists at this time that can sell that many albums in such little time. So that's just amazing. I just wanted to kind of tap on that a little bit. When I seen that 500,000, that's a lot. That's an awful lot.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. It was an accomplishment then, because, you know, the hip hop community and you know, rap music buying community wasn't that large at the time. And then we went to a growth spurt where we went nationwide, and a lot of artists that were coming out, like Hammer and LL Cool J, we were having, you know, several artists going platinum and selling gold at one time, you know. And then now, because of the way that music is being sold digitally, a lot of people download it. They're not buying as many CDs, and they really haven't gotten the structure together how they could, I guess you can say, police the music. The sales have gone down. But I'm sure, you know, people out there who appreciate good music, you know, even if they hear it, you know, get it on the mixtape or whatever, they want to go support their favorite artist and go out there and buy it. So I think it's going to start picking up again, though, you know, just to add my two cents in there.
Yeah, I hope so. But I got to tell you, just as you said, back then, I mean, selling that many albums is just incredible, because that's not, you know, back in those days, we weren't selling that many albums. But one of the things I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to make sure I'm right, was it you or Slick Rick? Because I went to their concert when they came down here that started the Kangos. Or was it both of you guys? Who started wearing those Kangos first?
Well, like I said, that was the Music and Art High School days, and we were in a group together called the Kango Crew, but it didn't have an L on the back of it, the name. So I guess it was something that we all did together in conjunction. You know, I can't really say who started it. Hip-hop started it, really, but and then we grabbed onto it and made it, you know, a distinguishing factor of our image and things of that sort. So hip-hop did it, and we just and owned it, you know. We just owned it.
Right. I noticed, and I also read in your biography that you go and you help a lot of kids in the community. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what you do for the kids, and how did you get into doing that?
Well, you know, what we try to do is just be positive a lot most of the time, because, you know, growing up, I remember some of my people that I knew were saying that they weren't going to live to past 21 because they felt discouraged in what life was giving them. And, you know, I just go around and you know, show them, even though things are not perfect, you know, it can always you can always make them better. You know, the Fort Greene Volunteers, that's the community I'm from, Fort Greene, Brooklyn, the Fort Greene Volunteers, they do a lot of things in the community where they try to have, you know, days where, you know, kids can come out and have tournaments, as well as they'll have events where you can give information about how to get jobs and things. So we've just recently volunteered the Fort Greene volunteered alongside with the 500 Men Making a Difference here in Brooklyn, and they have Project Safe Surrender, where people all over the you know, Brooklyn area and the New York community could come down to a church here in Bed-Stuy and get their warrants, you know, petty warrants like loitering or disorderly conduct or open container, and get those you know, adjudicated or dismissed, or, you know, just make an arrangement to remove that off of their record, you know. And that was a great turnout this past weekend. And we're always trying to do things where we can, you know, educate. I mean, a year ago we did, well, not a year ago, my friend and partner Joseph Grant, he did it out in Miami this past year. But a year before that, we were doing teaching kids how to create film projects from conception to completion, and, you know, picking a director within their, you know, their class, and the producer and the actors, and actually writing a story, then going to film it and edit it and getting that done. So we do a lot of different things, you know. We do a lot of different things just to stay, you know, in the community and making sure that we're paying back and moving our young people forward.
Wow. Well, one of the things I just want to tap on real quick is, because I can see everything from here, is that a lot of this, my daughter and a few of her friends, they're still online. Now, what's really I'm excited about, and I wanted to share this with you to show you the love that you have here, is that a lot of gentlemen are on tonight, and I'm just shocked, like, oh, my God, this is so cool. It's a lot of guys on here tonight wanting to hear Dana Dane. So this is just amazing. I just want to thank everybody, because I'm looking at my board, and I'm just seeing all these cats on here, and I got to tell you something. Besides Rakim, you was one of the another one that a lot of guys came on when I had Rakim on here. So I just thought that would be very nice to tell you that you have a lot of guys that's on here tonight.
I appreciate all of us.
It is so cool, so I thought I would throw that out there because I can see them from here, and thank you guys for coming on. A lot of gentlemen on here is a beautiful thing. Listen, one of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about, which I've seen you in some of your interviews on YouTube, and I also read in your biography, you talk so beautifully about a lady named Nikki Turner. Tell us about Nikki Turner, what you guys have collaborated on together.
Nikki Turner is the best ever. You know, she's a fiction writer. She has about 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 2,000 books out. I don't even know how many books she's got out. But she's an incredible author, and she has her own brand at that, the Nikki Turner brand, where she gives young authors and writers an opportunity to get their works out. And I got introduced to her through an attorney that I was working with, Scott Mason, and he introduced me to her. And we started talking about possibly doing a short story for one of her compilation books, and I told her, you know, I appreciate that, but, you know, I'd rather write the whole book. I don't want to do a short story. She said, okay, you know what, I'm going to go and see if we can make it happen. So I sent her my short story, and she liked it so much. She said, yeah, then we can do this, and she gave me an opportunity to put out my first book. It's called Numbers. It's a fiction. Nikki Turner presents Numbers, written by me, along with I wrote it, but I got some assistance from a guy who helps out named Craig Robinson. He helped me learn the format of writing a book, and it was just a great opportunity. Nikki Turner is the best ever, you know what I mean? She's the best ever, so I appreciate Nikki Turner to the fullest. So check out some Nikki Turner books. Go to her website, NikkiTurner.com, and see some of the many books that she's written, as well as you can see my book up there as well as Numbers. All right?
Absolutely, because I've heard you talk about in the interviews, and I said, we're going to have to talk about Nikki Turner.
Yeah, Nikki Turner, that's like my sister. She's like my sister. We just connected, and, you know, she always just shows me mad love. So I owe a book already right now, and I got to write it sooner or later.
Wow. Listen, you did some collabos. Tell us a little bit about that. And Clark Kent, Love Bug, Salt and Pepper, those are a lot of my favorites right there. You guys are touring together now. You're going to tour together. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Well, you know, Salt and Pepper has a tour out. I haven't had an opportunity to be on the tour that they have out right now. They changed the name from the Legends to the Fresh Fest. But I think they've just booked me for a couple of dates. I think coming in May 28th, I may be in, Portsmouth, Virginia. I'm not really sure at this point. I've got to talk to my manager about that. But I've toured with them throughout our careers, and I'm sure that we'll end up on the road once again. I haven't been performing as much as I like at this time because I've really been, you know, deep into this media business. And, you know, I'm on my way to being, and, you know, they say if you put it out in the universe, it happens for you, to being a media mogul. So I've done a couple of projects where I've executive produced a five-part series, well, six-part series. We've only shot five episodes called The Sty, like Bed-Stuy, along with Joseph Grant, who I mentioned earlier. And that's out right now. And the greatest thing about that, even though we did it with, as an independent project with little to no money, I got a lot of my friends to come in and from the hip-hop industry to come in and lend their talents to it. So I got Chubb Rock, Sir Dot X from the Brand Nubians, Big Daddy Kane, Scoob and Scrap, Lover, Kwame, Chuck Chill Out, Roxanne Shantae, Positive K, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of others that I'm missing, and just a whole bunch of people from Brooklyn and all over the city who came and lend their talents to this project called The Sty. And then I did a short film called Passive Aggressive, and I'm in the process right now of creating some other TV programs, a variety, some for young kids and movies. I'm writing screenplays, so I don't get on the road as much as I would like, but I'm going to get back out there once a couple of these projects clear up. So we'll see what happens.
And it's amazing, a lot of those names that you just called, a few of them I interviewed, and Shantae, it was a friend of hers that I interviewed, and we talked about her a little bit, which was really great. Chuck Ross came to Charleston, South Carolina, so that was a pleasure to see him. So just to have some of the names you said, I'm just amazed listening to it because I've interviewed some of those people and some of their friends as well. Listen, and I know you kind of, you know, taking a turn to different things, but what kind of advice can you give some of the kids? Because I still have my daughter and some of her friends and still listening. What kind of advice can you give some of the kids that's coming into the game right now about what you know, it's not so much what they should or shouldn't do. You know, kids got kind of hard heads, but what kind of advice can you give them to make things better for them in regards to, you know, what's going on today in regards to the rap industry or rap artists, you know, the thing that's going on around? What can advice can you give them to help them out a little bit?
In this business, in any business that you're going to get into, you got to know the business. So, you know, a lot of young people want to get in the business and don't want to take the time to learn the business they're getting in. If they really want to make money in any given business or whatever they pursue, they got to know their worth, you know. And once they know their worth, then they can get paid their worth. And the way to do that is really to study, you know, get as much information, know about the projects or the company or, you know, the business they want to get in. Also, I tell them, you know, a lot of artists, and I tell this to my son because, you know, I got my son, Young Dane, he's coming out with a single real soon called Seeing Sideways. But I tell him, as much as I can help you, it's all about you helping yourself. And when I say that, you got to learn, and this is where a lot of aspiring artists can really make a difference in their own career, is learn how to promote and market your own product. It's cool to have the talent. Of course you need the talent. You need the right product, but you got to know how to promote and market what you have. If you can have all the talent in the world, and if it's in your basement and nobody knows about it, you're not going to get anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not going to get anywhere. So learn how to promote, market, know your worth so you can get paid your worth, and you're not in and out. And you make even if you make a one hit, and if you know your worth, you can probably ride that all the way to the bank and then go on to the next thing you want to do. So, you know, be prepared, plan, learn. You know, that's what I would tell them.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of problem right now. People are not really processing what you just said, and I think they just kind of go out there, you know, unguarded, if you would, and I think those are the kind of things that definitely happen. They don't market themselves as good as they should.
Yeah, we did the same thing 20 years, 25 years ago. You know, we went out there unguarded, not knowing what we were looking for, but at the time, we didn't have a lot of information to go on. You know, just getting into coming off the street from hip-hop and getting to the record business was something new. You know, hip-hop was a new situation. They made us feel like, you know, this music might not be here for a minute. We're taking a chance with you, this, that, and the third. We'll give you this. And then we find out that we could have had better deals than that. Now, kids know they can have better deals, or they could know if they just take the time to learn the information and then, you know, use it to their, you know, their best efforts to get out there. But it's always the same thing. You know, people think their only chance to get a record deal comes once in a lifetime, which may be so, and when somebody offers them, they'll jump at it no matter what it says, the contract, and then they find out after they've blown up and they've sold some records and they're not getting paid what they're supposed to. But if you can learn the business before that, then you can negotiate, you can get more of what you want, you have, you know your worth, and then you can eat. You know, that's how it goes.
And so when you say learn the business, let's say we got a kid that doesn't really understand, you know, where to go. How do they start that? I mean, you know, it's almost as if I'm saying.
You know, before I would say get a book. But now, you can get a book. It's easy to get a book now. But, you know, you can Google almost anything in the world. You know what I mean? What
exactly
is music publishing? It will come up. What is a writer's rights? It will come up. What does a producer do? It will come up. Or it will show you a book to get. This is the internet. I mean, this is the information age. There is no reason why you can't get on your computer, go to the library, and just find out what it is and study it and then make it yours. So, yeah, that's easy now. I say easy with the easiness because, you know, it's there so much. you can look at a whole bunch of interviews and see cats talking about life after, the deals they made, why they made the deals. You know, it's so many stories, is information, but you know what? Kids, they don't want to take time and learn that. All they see is the fame, like we always do, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Wow. Listen, can we talk about real quick about that? Spindlefella. Okay. If I'm not mistaken. That's right. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't that award-winning? Didn't you get something that led it to some kind of award-winning nomination for you at the Soul Train?
Back in 1987, 1988. I think it was the first Soul Train Awards, actually, too, that they had ever.
Yeah.
I lost out to LL Cool J. I think I was up to against L's Best Rap Album of the Year, and it was LL, Heavy D, myself, and it was someone else. I hate that I can't remember the other nominee, but LL took the prize. But come on, what album did he have out there? Was it My Radio, I think it was? No, it wasn't My Radio. What was the next one after that? I can't remember, but we were on the road together anyway, so it wasn't a surprise because LL was killing him that year. But it could have went anyway, though. But L was killing him that year. But, you know, it could have went anyway because, you know, like I said, my record sold so quick, and I went from 0 to 50, you know, like overnight, and it was crazy. So, but that was a great experience just being there and, you know, the camera flashing in your face. And nominees are Danny Day. I was like, oh, there I go, baby. I didn't win, though, but it is what it is.
Wow, that's beautiful. You actually did some radio yourself, right? Some satellite radio yourself as well, right?
Yeah, I was on Sirius Satellite Radio for about 6.5 years. I was doing the Classic Hip Hop Channel, Backspin 43. So we played hip hop from 1979 to about 1996 at the time. That was about a couple of years ago, about 2008-09 into 2008 that I was on the radio. It was a great experience, though. I had always done radio from the interviewee part and just talking on the radio. And then I had an opportunity just to be on the other side and talk about the record, talk about the news, and just have fun and being on the radio. That was a great opportunity. I might want to do that again sometime in the future. Who knows? It's all possible.
Oh, it is a beautiful thing, let me tell you. And I just can't wait till I get in a seat like Oprah's. I'm just waiting for that. But this is a beautiful thing to be able to talk to you guys and have you guys on to take out your time to come on. So I am just so appreciative of that. You just don't know. So thank you so very much for that. I can't believe I'm sitting here talking to you. I was just looking at you on YouTube, and I just was looking at all your – I went back and just looked at all of your YouTube when you was on the shows, and I was like, wow. So I was just really anticipating this night right here, this day right here. And a lot of my friends was calling their friends, and everybody's on. And like I said, more guys are on than girls, so this is so cool. They're so supportive. So once again, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Is it any way possible I can take a question or two?
Yeah, let's make it move, maybe shake. Let's get it in.
Okay. We're going to get Ms. Janelle Barn here. She wants to ask you something.
Hello.
Hey, darling.
Hi, my question to Mr. Dana Dane is, what influenced you to start rapping, or who influenced you?
You know, I think hip-hop influenced me to start rapping, you know, just it being in the streets. I was just copying it at a time, you know, and just mimicking what some of the new artists was doing, the Cold Crush, the Treacherous Three, really before there was a record business. You know, we had the cassette tapes being hand out from borough to borough. And then, you know, when the record deals came and when Fatback Band and Rapper Delight got their record deals, and then it was Houdini and, you know, and Furious Five, I was like, and Houdini, I got to say, is my favorite hip-hop group of all time. That really set it in motion for me to say, you know what, I can do this. And another person who influenced me was my longtime good friend was Slick Rick. You know, he was rapping when I met him in high school, and I was just mimicking other rappers, and he actually had raps and joints all together. And I was like, that's dope, I could do that. And I just started, you know, learning the game. And before I knew it, I was doing my own raps, and we were a crew. So I guess a little bit of everybody that started in the early days of rap, the whole movement of the hip-hop culture, from the B-boy, the graffiti artist, the DJ, and the MC, you know, got me into, you know, wanting to rap and inspired me to rap.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Wow.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Ms. Barr. Listen, there is a lady. I got to tell you something. This is a beautiful lady. Her name is Mia Woods. She comes on my show. She's not ever Mr. Dane, Mr. Show in her life. And she has MS, and I say that because she's not, you know, afraid of it, and she wants people to know, and I just admire. She's one of the most incorrigible women I've ever seen in my life. Is it okay for her to tell you hello? She talks to every last one of my celebrities. That is my gift to her.
Thank you. Shout out to my man, DJ Kevsky.
Thank you.
Where you at, man? Kevsky.
I love him. I love Kevin. That is just my guy. But I want to, can we get Ms. Woods on here real quick?
Yeah, let's bring Mia Woods on.
Ms. Woods?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Woods? Hey, darling, how are you?
I am fine.
Well,
hello.
Listen, you was waiting for Mr. Dane all day, weren't you?
Yes, you were.
I'm on. Hey,
all right,
like
he's
that.
On.
I'm only 10 minutes tardy. I was only 10 minutes tardy.
How you doing?
Everything is everything.
Hi.
Hello?
Go ahead, darling.
Hello? I just wanted to say hi. I never heard your music back in the day or nothing, and
that's
I heard
right.
it today. So,
well, that's a great thing. See, I get a new listener every day. I love it. I love it.
and not to mention she's kind of young, so I don't think she was around when we were around, you know. But she got a chance to hear it today. I played it before you came on. I kept playing it and playing it because I was waiting for you to come, and I was going to wait forever. We was going to wait. So she knew you was on. A lot of her friends are on now. Thank you for telling your friends to call, and I appreciate that. And I know she just wanted to tell you hello, and I promise I will let her tell you hello. So I just wanted to do that for Miss Wood. She's such a loyal fan. I appreciate that.
Mia Woods, much love to you. Blessings, and extra love. All right, full circle.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, darling. I really appreciate that. We got somebody in the chat room here real quick. I'm going to take this last question, and we're going to finish up my interview with Mr. Dana Dean. Yes, we are. Somebody's in the chat room. What did they say? What are they saying? What did they say? Okay. It says, let's see. We're going to get the question. What is your name? Could you give me your name in the chat room there? Wendy, somebody named Wendy. Hi, Wendy. She's in the chat room, and she's asking, where is it that she can get an album from? Is that what you're asking me, Wendy? Yes, she's saying, yes.
I don't even know what the music is. You know, they started print. They discontinued the printing of my first album, Dana Dean with Fame. But if you just give me a little while, I know I'm supposed to reissue this album. I don't even. I'm trying to get it done for September for the relaunch of my website, DanaDane.com. Oh, yeah, my website, DanaDane.com, DanaDane.com. My mom said that. So people remember it, DanaDane.com, DanaDane. Don't forget that. Check that
well,
out.
Well, you got to bring it. Listen, darling, you got to put this stuff back out because we're waiting. I'm ready. I looked at your YouTube, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I was just so happy to see you again, even though it wasn't in touch reach. It was just a fabulous thing. I went to so many of your concerts when I lived in New York.
Oh, that's dope.
You know,
me and Chubb Rock, we are starting to work on a project together. So look for some new music from us, from a collaboration project from Chubb Rock and Dana Dean. So that should be real cool as well. But you know what? You said you had a whole bunch of guys on the line. Where the guys at? I hear all the ladies. And
well, let me see if I can get a guy on here. Let me see. Give me this one right here.
Yeah.
All right now, Mr. Brown, how you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
Dan,
what's
I'm
up?
I'm
good.
Who that? This is, it's actually my daughter's father.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I say that again?
I said, what's up with you?
Oh, man, I'm being regular, man. I'm blessed, man. One day at a time, making it move, making it shake. That's what I do. You know what I mean? How about yourself?
Hey, I'm good, man. Hey, you always been a joint to me, man. Your joint always been popping.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. I greatly appreciate that, man. I greatly appreciate that. Where you reside at?
I'm in South Carolina now. I'm from Philly.
Oh, South Carolina, no doubt. I just came back from South Carolina, matter of fact. Well, I was in Atlanta, then I drove past through South Carolina, saw some peoples, and then kept it moving and shaking back to, North Carolina. Been back.
Hey, talking to you, man. Hey, put that first joint on back out, man.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to figure it out right now, man. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to get it together. We're going to make it pop, man. I'm just trying to, I got a Kwame, because he's a super producer. He reproduced, reflipped my early joint, Dana Dean with Fame. So I'm trying to get him to do that to all my songs. That'd be a good look, you know what I mean? And it's still fire, though. Still fire. And I just do the vocals over and just have him do the beats. And it's keep it similar. Yeah, I think I'll put it back out. So I ain't got to fight with the record labels.
No doubt. That Delancey Street was popping.
Oh, man. You know what? Now, when I put Delancey Street out, man, it never really made it high on the charts, but I go places and people are always telling me about Delancey Street that's one of their favorites, man. I'm glad I did that song and put it out as a single, man. Thanks for the love. I greatly appreciate that.
All right, man. You want to
All right, full
All
circle.
Right.
Full circle.
Thank you so much for calling in, Mr. B. I appreciate that. Like Dana Dean, people is loving you, baby. You got to get it together. We need these. Redo everything for us, okay? Come on now. Anytime my baby daddy come on here, he don't do this stuff. Let me tell you, he do not do this stuff. So you must be the bomb, because Mr. B
that's hilarious.
Yes, he is. He's a sweetheart, though. So when he comes here, listen, you've got to come back out, babe. You got Dana, we need you.
I'm here. I just do it.
We
I'm
need you.
A
come on. Come on. We need you. We
no,
need
no
you. We got to share you.
Like I told you, I got Young Dane coming, and I think y'all going to be very impressed with Young Dane, my son. You know, he got his first single coming out in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and I think y'all going to be very impressed with what he has to offer hip-hop. I think y'all going to be impressed with it, you know.
Well, good. Give us him through you. Let's do it like that. Whichever way you want to do it, just give us one of y'all.
Let's do that.
Listen, I don't have very much time left. It's going to cut itself off. But what I want to say to you is I have been, always will be, one of your biggest fans.
Well,
I think you are the bomb, darling. You are the bomb. You have been then, you are now, and you always will be. Everybody that came on tonight, I love you guys. Thank you so very much for supporting the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show. And one of the persons that I love so very much and want to say thank you to is DJ Kevin Ski. He has given me so many of my celebrities, and I appreciate and love him so very much. The dude is the bomb.
Yes,
so
he is.
Thank
He's
you so much.
Love him. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I love him. So listen, Dana, it was such a pleasure talking to you. You made my night. I appreciate this. You take care of yourself. We normally play Marvin Sapp, but we got to put Marvin to the side tonight, and we're going to play Dana tonight. We're going to take it out with Dana tonight. You
bye-bye.
Take care of yourself, darling. Thank you so very much. I appreciate
you. Bless and love, y'all. Y'all
thank
have a great
you.
Week. Thank you.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Once upon a time, Brooklyn was the scene. In the project that they call Fort Greene, the little young man, Cinderfellas his name. To make it interesting, it's me, Dana Dane. I live in a house with my two stepdad and two stepbrothers who treated me bad. I cook, I clean, I scrub the floors, and I was like an errand boy running to the stores. My brothers, they used to boast and brag. We've got fresh gear and you've got rags. Even worse than that, to make me feel low, they gave me a straw hat while they had Kangos. Girls used to say, Dane, you're so cute, but you get no rap with them polyester suits. Well, one day up the avenue, there was a man surrounded by the Fort Greene crew. He said,
hear ye, come one, come all. The princess is having a royal ball. If you can rap all so dressed fresh, you might win a date with the sweet princess.
Well, I ran home when I heard the news flash. I bust through the door straight to my stepdad. I said, stepdad, may I? And before I could finish,
hell no,
he replied. My brothers began when they would get down. Even Pops was gaming for a piece of the crown. They flaunted, they haunted, they knew what I wanted. We can and you can is what they taunted. They all stood there laughing in my face, and as they walked out, they said,
clean up this place.
I could make my thought a phrase. There appeared a man from a puff of haze. He said,
what's up, Dane? My name is Herb. I'm your fairy godfather. You know it, word. Now, I came here with the main purpose of granting you your fondest wish.
I said, Herb, my man, just make me fresh, and I'm sure that I can handle all the rest. With a snap of his fingers, I began to shoot, and I was huffing on my body a slick silk suit. On my feet, there was all gal socks and a fresh pair of ballets from the ballet shop. Showed him my hat, and don't you know, with a snap, the hat became a tango. Once again, his hand began to flow. Then he changed my skateboard into a Volvo. He checked me over, passed me the keys, and said,
one more thing before you leave. You must return before the stroke of 12, or you turn back into your old self.
It's a bad
day, but I'm allowed day with that.
It was after 11 when I rocked the mic, and by the time I left the stage, the people were hyped. The princess was staring in disbelief, reflecting from my eyes were my goatee. She waved her hands like, hello, hi, then gave another gesture like, come here, guy. I left the stage, girl came in flocks, fists were swinging from the hard rock. I heard a sound, not a tick nor talk, gong first bell before 12 o'clock.
door for home, I skateboarded. Made it to my partner, time it all. Went to my room, I better yet the four walls. Hit the shoe away, still feeling pleased. Then jumped in my cot to get some V's. Early the next morning, when I awoke, I threw on me old slippers and me old house coat. Fit into the front, my family stared at me, saying, wasn't that you? No, it couldn't be. They kept asking me as I did my chores. My butt was saved by a knock on the door. Who is it? That's what my brothers bought. The princess, the sweet voice remarked. She said she was looking for a certain man who could bring her the shoe like the one in her hand. The family ran around with their heads in the air, bringing her shoes from everywhere. She just shook her head in utter relief, saying, no, that's not the one that I'm looking for, chief. I ran in the room and got my shoe and said, is this the one you're referring to? Well, she said, yes, and you're so cute, but where's your Kango and slick silk suit? I put on the shoes that gave a flash of light, and I was stuffing the gear from just last night. Looked out the window.